hope. Hope, hopefully, hope is all around us. But not always, is it? There are times in our lives when we don't feel hopeful, when life is a struggle. But first of all, not knowing if there were going to be any smaller people here this morning, I've just got some slides that I think a little bit sort of showing hope. So the first one, can you see that? It's not very clear, is it? But I think it's a damselfly that is about, it's just coming out of its, do you call it a cocoon, I think? And this was an experience, actually, that I had with my granddaughter a couple of years ago. We were on holiday with her and her brother and her dad, and Nigel had to take Albie off somewhere, and Sophia and I, there was a pond at the place we were staying, so we went to sit by the pond. She was 8 at the time. We were just sort of sitting there looking, and all of a sudden we saw this activity starting. And there were all these damselflies. Isn't it amazing how they seem to know it's the day? We were discussing that with somebody the other day. How do flying ants know which day to come out? But this was damselflies. And they all started emerging and started, as they dried out, they were spreading their wings, and then they flew off. It was an amazing place to be at that moment, that hopeful moment as they started the next stage of their lives. What about the next one? This is more familiar, isn't it? Hopefully, we've all seen flowers. These are all, no, there are some sort of still some buds starting to come out on the flowers there. But isn't it wonderful when you go somewhere and you see buds, and then maybe the next day they've started to emerge? And they'll emerge. I think poppies are the most wonderful ones. They emerge into beautiful flowers for us to enjoy. So another sign of hope, particularly in springtime, isn't it? This one. I'm not going to be sexist. Do we all know what that is? Some cake mix? Yes. When you make cake, you hope, don't you, that what you're going to produce will be like the picture in the book. I have a funny story, actually, and the lady doesn't live locally, so I can tell it. We were on a weekend, and this lady said she'd committed to making a rainbow cake. That's one of those sponges that's about 7 different layers of sponge, okay, with butter icing in between, and all different colours. And so you can imagine, 7 layers of sponge, you know, you expect to be about that high. She opened the tin, and it was like that. And she realised she'd used plain flour and not self-raising. She didn't do it again. But so, unfortunately for her, her hopes didn't necessarily come true. But we still ate it and enjoyed it, so it really didn't matter. But that's hope, isn't it? You hope that what you're making, whatever it is when you're making something, you hope it's going to turn out okay. The next one, a calendar. This one is an empty calendar. When you start a new year, maybe, you get given a calendar. I always give my boys, even though they're 50 and 48, I still give them a calendar every Christmas, ready for the next year. And then, and I always print on the things that they need to remember. Like dad's birthday, mum's birthday, things like that. So that they know. But it's an empty calendar can be a sign of hope. I know as we get older, sometimes sadly, there are things on there that we'd rather weren't on there, appointments or whatever. But we put things that we're looking forward to, we're hoping will happen in our year. And then lastly, a ticket. A ticket can be a sign of hope, can't it? Again, going back to my granddaughter, who is now 10, she apparently, and don't ask me who she's going to see, because I don't actually know, but she's going to a concert in September at the O2, her first experience. So she, her friend's got the ticket, so she hasn't actually got it to hold yet. But a ticket is a sign of hope, isn't it? Hope that something is going to happen. You've made that commitment and you just have to wait for it to come round. But it's a sign of hope. So all things that in our everyday lives, things that we hope for, but not necessarily things that can always give us fulfillment or what we need in life. So we're going to have two Bible readings now, just small Bible readings that tell us what Peter said about where our hope lies, and then what Jesus said in John 14. So two readings now, please.
This reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. Who is going to harm you if you're eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit, through whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who disobeyed long ago, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. Amen.
This reading is from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 14, starting at verse 15. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So as I said, life isn't always full of hope, is it? Sometimes there are times on our journeys when the path is darker and it's harder. And we've had a bit of a time like that recently, over the past 3 or so months. I can't say why, but it's just something going on in our family that is difficult at the moment. The one thing that's come out of it is that we've been able to talk to our older son and share a little bit of our faith in God, that God is with all of us, the whole family, even if maybe there are times when we don't feel like we're holding on to him, or even if we've ever started to hold on to him, but he is holding on to us. That's the important part. He is holding on to us. And we've been sending messages. First of all, it was stuff from me to him that I found that came up on Facebook, of all places. I want to show you one. I think this is beautiful. What it says is, "Lord, I've been trying to control things that are out of my hands, and it's been exhausting. The more I try, the more anxious I feel. Tonight, I choose to let go. I place everything into your care. Please heal my heart from stress and my mind from constant worry. Teach me to trust you more and rest in your plan. Amen." And I sent it to him. And then he sent back a message and he said, "Oh, thanks for that. It was really good." And he said something about something else that wasn't in that picture. Strange, I thought. And then I clicked, because the link had obviously come back to me in the message, you know, the message is coming down. So I clicked on it, and there was a whole longer meditation that I hadn't seen. But he'd read it, and he'd really appreciated it. And so this is the longer meditation that I didn't even know that I had sent. No, it's not on the screen. I'm just going to read it. So as he said to me now quite a few times, I think God sent that. And I think God did, and still is. But this is the elongated version. Sometimes the hardest thing to admit is how tired you are from trying to hold everything together. Not physically tired, but mentally, emotionally, quietly exhausted from carrying things you were never meant to control in the first place. You try to fix it all. You overthink every possibility. You replay conversations, plan outcomes, brace yourself for what might go wrong. And somewhere along the way, peace slips through your fingers. Because control feels like safety. But most of the time, it only brings more anxiety. The more you try to manage everything, the heavier it all becomes. And maybe tonight is the moment where you finally loosen your grip. Not because you're giving up, but because you're realizing you don't have to carry it all alone. That not everything depends on you. that some things are meant to unfold without your constant worry. There is a quiet strength in letting go, in placing your fears somewhere they can finally rest, in choosing trust over tension, because peace doesn't come from having all the answers. It comes from knowing you don't need to. So tonight, or today, let your thoughts slow down. Let your heart soften. Release what you've been holding so tightly. And allow yourself to rest. Not just your body, but your mind, your spirit, your whole being. Because you deserve a moment where nothing needs to be fixed. Only felt, released, and gently handed over. So we're learning, as a family now, to let it go. We have to learn that God's plan may not be, just like the cake, may not quite be what we're humanly hoping, but that there is a path. I have a picture in my mind of quite a narrow path, but there is a path through that God is leading us. And when we get to the end of that path, it will be a good place.